This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And you can take control of these airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. Apparently, some people are marching for Trump today across the United States. Daryl,
because it's March 4th, so why not?
Right, so March, the number 4, Trump. There are already some headlines about that. We can discuss that. We didn't find out about it until just before the show started tonight. And last night, I had mentioned a story about grayballing. Now, I've heard of being blackball before, but this
and
term,
blue.
Grayball was it? This is true. The term grayball was new to me, though. That I'd never heard before.
Yes.
And there's a detailed story in the New York Times about Uber, the much ballyhooed and attacked and beloved ride sharing company that has really changed the world in a lot of ways. And I think for the better. I am a critic of Uber as far as how they run their business in a lot of ways. So I'm not like a stockholder or anything like that.
Right.
I did drive for them for a short time until ultimately some complaints from people who'd never ridden with me, just people who hate me.
You had 5-star reviews from everybody you gave rides to.
That's correct. Everyone who reviewed me that I'd given rides. You don't have to review your driver. So everyone who did leave a review was 5-star. And they cut me because ultimately there were some people who hate me and who reported the fact that I was driving for Uber, and so therefore I guess that means I can't drive for them anymore. And so I've had my own experience with them. I really like generally what Uber has done. I think that they deserve a lot of credit for bringing ride sharing to the masses. I mean, Uber is available in something like, last time I looked, 68 countries, that may be up to 70 by now. They're constantly expanding. And yeah, there's some, I think, legitimate complaints about how they treat their drivers. They've cut down the rate that they pay the drivers. It used to be 80%. They cut it to 75%. And so, that hurts. If you're making a certain amount of money every week and you're kind of counting on that to feed your family and pay the rent, then it gets reduced by a portion. That hurts. So, I mean, there's definitely some legitimate critiques and concerns about Uber, but luckily, they are subject to competition. It's not just Lyft that's their competitor. There are several other ride-sharing companies that have sort of sprung up to try to compete with them. There's also, of course, Cell411 that we're big fans of here on Free Talk Live, which is not only does it have ride-sharing, but first and foremost, Cell411 is an emergency response app. We can talk more about that later. But what is Uber? For those that don't know, Daryl, have you ever ridden as an Uber passenger?
Several times, yes.
So have I. I've ridden a few times as a passenger. And
the last time I rode with Uber, it wasn't the most pleasant thing.
Oh, no. The driver was unpleasant?
Well, you were actually there when I ordered the Uber ride. It's when we were going to the state house and the car broke down.
Well, that wasn't Uber's fault.
Not Uber's fault. Kind of the driver's fault, because he couldn't figure out how to get onto the interstate to pick us up where we were.
Right, because we were broken down.
So I had to trek, through some grass and over a fence about a quarter of a mile to find the Uber driver sitting in a parking lot somewhere.
Well, people are going to be imperfect. That is certainly true. But the model is a solid model, which is, decentralizing the idea of getting a ride somewhere.
Right.
So the classic method of getting a ride, of course, is to contact a taxi company. You call their dispatch center. The dispatcher then finds an available cab, if there is one.
Right.
And they then will send that cab over to you, which could take, in a lot of cases, some people have hour-long waits for cabs or more,
and
depending on the demand.
One thing that I will say that I like about taxis that is not available for Uber is scheduling a pickup. With a taxi, you can call and say, I need a ride at 8 a.m. o'clock in the morning going to the airport from this location.
Right.
You can't do that with Uber. You've got to wake up and hope that there's a driver available. And if there's not, then you call the taxi and find out, oh, it's going to be an hour before we can get somebody to you. Right. And, well, I should have scheduled this last night, and now I miss my flight.
And I would bet that some of the other competitors are offering scheduling. I've never looked into it, but I bet you they are.
Now, I've done, I think, a little bit more traveling in the last year or so than you have, and I've noticed...
Yeah, you were doing a presidential campaign.
Yes. I noticed in a lot of the cities... The taxi companies will have on the back end of their vehicle or on the side something about download our app. So a lot of taxi companies are now creating their own apps, right, to compete with that convenience of Uber of you just go into the phone.
Right. So it's been a big change for the transportation business, and Uber has fought. They've fought hard for their business model because in a lot of markets, it's under serious attack by government regulators and sometimes the taxi drivers and taxi cab owners themselves physically attacking Uber drivers out into the streets and Lyft. I mean, when I say Uber, I also mean Lyft. I mean, the ride-sharing companies have been experiencing this, but Uber's the one that gets a lot of the headlines.
And we noticed some of this not firsthand, but we've heard secondhand stories of this happening in Portsmouth.
Yep, that's correct.
Not necessarily physical assault, but taxis, blocking in the Uber driver so they can't pull out of the parking space.
Uber grandma says she had her taillight smashed in by an angry cabbie.
Wow.
So, I mean, these guys are, they're really upset that their business model, this thing that's been around forever for decades, has been upended by Uber. And they've been looking to the government to solve their problem for them. And in some cities, the governments have actually outlawed ride-sharing services like Uber, like in Austin, Texas. And in Austin, they actually basically wrote the city ordinances in a way that essentially drove Uber and Lyft out of town. And so you can still get an Uber or Lyft outside of the city limits of Austin. You can go to Round Rock or whatever, and you can get one, and they can drive you in to the city of Austin legally, but you cannot actually get an Uber legally to pick you up in the city of Austin.
Interesting.
So anyway, it's an interesting, the whole thing has been fascinating to watch because Uber has spent millions of dollars, and I don't know how many millions, but I bet it's maybe in the 100 million. I mean, they're fighting legal cases with governments, not just in the United States, but all around the globe. Right. I remember they had their offices raided. I believe it was either in France. I think it was France where they had their offices actually physically raided by the police, which is just crazy to think about. But when you threaten the status quo, when you go up against the old guard, which is what the taxi company and the regulators are, these are the old guard. They regulated for years. They had restricted medallions in a lot of cities where only the most wealthy people could get their hands on medallions, like New York City. I remember they got up to like $1 million per medallion. That's come down now, by the way, because of Uber. So there's a lot more competition. But it used to be very restricted.
Right.
If they ran out of medallions, they're out of medallions. Sorry, you want to start a new taxi business? Well, you'll have to find another city to go to. You can't do it here. And so it's completely changed the game. Well, now there's news coming out. All of that was just, set up for the latest news about Uber.
And before we get to the latest news, I just want to mention that every time I hear either a taxi company spokesman, advocating for we need to protect our industry or any business spokesman advocating for some regulations too. We can't let, fill in the blank come in and take our jobs because innovation. What I hear is someone non-ironically reading the Candlemaker's petition to Parliament.
Okay, you're going to have to refresh me on that
one. The Candlemaker's petition was one of the most brilliant pieces of satire by Frédéric Bastiat to the French Parliament. When the French Parliament at the time was discussing creating some kind of regulation to protect against foreign sources of labor. And so Bastiat wrote the Candlemaker's petition advocating requiring everyone to put shutters on their windows all the time because there's this foreign source, a free foreign source of light called the sun, and we have to protect the Candlemakers.
So, of course, regulations are designed to protect the existing businesses.
It's the Candlemaker's petition, but they're not using it as satire.
But now we find out that Uber has been grayballing government officials.
Woo-hoo.
And we'll tell you what that means coming up. You can also join the discussion, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Uber again. It's a topic that has come up over the years a number of times on Free Talk Live. We've been following it along, following the news with Uber, because it's just a fascinating look into the way the regulatory structure refuses to be challenged. They will fight the government goons, will fight tooth and nail. The taxi drivers will fight hard to protect their oligopoly. And companies like Uber and Lyft are a threat to that. And it's interesting to watch it all play out. Uber, not a perfect company, but they've got some really interesting innovations, including this grayballing program we're going to tell you about. Also, I want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix, which is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com. They've got a daily dispatch that's a great way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, we'll go to your call shortly. I just want to kind of explain what grayball is. Story from New York Times. And it's interesting that Times, of course, his perspective is very much toward in favor of the regulators. But
no.
I mean, it's right there in the headline. Headline, how Uber deceives the authorities worldwide. San Francisco, Uber has for years engaged in a worldwide program to deceive the authorities in markets where its low-cost ride-hailing service was resisted by law enforcement or, in some instances, had been banned. The program involving a tool called Grayball uses data collected from the Uber app and other techniques to identify and circumvent officials who are trying to clamp down on the ride-hailing service. Uber used these methods to evade the authorities in cities like Boston, Paris, and Las Vegas, and in countries like Australia, China, and South Korea.
No Los Angeles?
I'm sure that is a limited selection of locations. They're,
okay.
They're available in dozens of countries.
The only reason I ask about Los Angeles is there have been sting operations in L.A.
Yeah, anywhere they're under attack, they're going to use this program. Grayball was part of a program called VTOS, short for Violation of Terms of Service, which Uber created to root out people that they think were using or targeting its service improperly. The program, including Grayball, began as early as 2014 and remains in use predominantly outside of the United States. Grayball was approved by Uber's legal team. Grayball and the VTOS program were described to the New York Times by four current and former Uber employees who also provided documents. The four spoke on the condition of anonymity because the tools and their use are confidential and because of fear of retaliation by the company. Uber's use of Grayball was recorded on video in late 2014 when Eric England, a code enforcement inspector in Portland, Oregon, tried to hail an Uber car downtown in a sting operation against the company. At the time, Uber had just started its ride-hailing service in Portland without seeking permission from the city. My goodness, how could they? I mean, how dare someone just go into business without asking someone's permission from the government?
Well, and let me make a point here. They're not a taxi company, so they should not have to comply with the taxi regulations. If you give your next-door neighbor a ride to the grocery store and they give you $5, should you go to jail? Should you have your car stolen? Should you be fined for operating a business without a license?
No, no, and no, but that's what happens. All of those things can happen.
Possibly.
No, it does happen. I mean, I remember a story about an old man who was down in Florida. I think it was like West Palm Beach area. He was at the grocery store. Some pretty girl, young girl in her 20s, comes up to him and asks him for a ride home. He's more than willing to give her a ride, you know, single mother or whatever the story was. And she offers him $5. He refuses. He was just doing a nice thing for somebody. She insists on giving him the $5, and so he relents and does accept the $5.
Okay.
And then the police swooped in to arrest the man. He was like in his 70s. I mean, just some old guy who wanted to help out a young lady at the grocery store literally got caught up in a sting operation.
Yeah.
On this. So it absolutely happens. How often it makes headlines is another question, because it's probably just so routine. In a lot of cities, they have jitney cabs. They've had these for years that have operated underground and have provided rides for people. And so, you know, the taxi enforcement people have been doing this kind of investigation since long before Uber existed. So anyway, Portland was upset about this. They later declared Uber to be illegal. To build a case against the company, officers like Mr. England posed as riders, opening the Uber app to hail a car and watching as miniature vehicles on the screen made their way toward the potential fares. But unknown to Mr. England and other authorities, some of the digital cars they saw in the app didn't represent actual vehicles. And the Uber drivers they were able to hail also quickly canceled. That was because Mr. England and his colleagues had been tagged by Uber, essentially grayballing them as city officials.
Ooh, based interesting.
Based on data collected from the app and in other ways. Now, when they say in other ways, I suspect they literally went in and got lists of city officials' names and imported them into this grayball app and said, hey, whenever somebody signs up with this city email address or if their name matches this city employee or whatever, then put
cell phone matches number listed on the city's website.
Exactly. So there are ways to do this, and the company then served up a fake version of the app populated with ghost cars to avoid capture.
Interesting.
At a time when Uber is already under scrutiny for its boundary-pushing workplace culture, the use of the grayball tool underscores the lengths to which the company will go to dominate its market. Now, that's an interesting and very biased statement there.
It is, and I just had a horrible thought.
Okay.
It's illegal to lie to a government agent.
Not always. Federal agents, it's illegal to lie to government investigators or police.
I'm just wondering if, the Uber execs will somehow get charged with, false information.
They're going to try something. It could be that it's interfering with a police investigation, perhaps.
Right.
We'll get into that here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But is this dominating the market, or is it just trying to stay in business? Let's go to Robert. Yeah, let's go to Robert in Myrtle Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi. Hey. I just thought I'd call in and maybe give a little bit of perspective.
Sure.
I'm actually a cab driver. I'm in a cab right now. And I can state the other side of it. That's not very, being stated very much.
Sure. What is the other side? Go ahead.
Well, the main thing is obviously you're looking at it as Uber is just a casual ride sharing thing and it shouldn't be regulated. But the reality is it's a very huge business.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Okay. Robert, our position is that your job should not be regulated either.
Yeah. No one should have to ask government permission to give somebody a ride somewhere. No one should have to ask government permission to open up a taxi cab company or a ride-sharing service. So what do you think about that?
Well, what I think about it is that is a way to get me off of the reason I called. To be honest with you, the way it is the way it is. Now, you may say that
the way it is the way it is. Okay, go ahead.
All right, sir.
I want to hear more about what you have to say.
I do want to hear that.
Just hold on. You have to hang on. We're going to bring you right back. Okay, Robert, you're coming up. More with Robert on the way here on Free Talk Live, if he can hang on. He's a taxi driver. I understand he's busy. And we'll get the other side here in a moment from Robert. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. We are talking about ride sharing, and specifically Uber's program to grayball government bureaucrats who may be potentially investigating them for violating whatever stupid regulations that the bureaucrats have put into place and the politicians have put into place in various different towns and cities that have banned or tried to ban Uber, some with more success than others. This grayballing program basically allows the government official to create an account. It makes it look like the Uber program is working as it normally would, but the cars that it shows the person, the possible code enforcer or police officer, are fake little cars. Like, if you ever use the Uber app, it shows you the location, supposedly, of the nearest six Uber cars to you. And then when you hail the ride, you see the one car as it's coming towards you, so you absolutely know when they're going to arrive. You can leave the bar or wherever it is that you are and make sure that you're out there in time for their arrival. It's a very, very handy feature of the app. Well,
yes.
If you're a government investigator, the cars are ghosts. They're not real cars. And there's a little more to the story. We can tell you more about that, but we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Also, want to let you know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Ether or Dash. It's called Jax. You can go and get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or your Google or Apple App Store. It's multi-cryptocurrency. It's also got Shapeshift integration, so you can shift from one crypto to another right there from within Jax. Very, very handy software created by Anthony DeOrio, the creator of CryptoKit. And it's super easy to back up your wallet with Jax and recover your funds if necessary. So if you lose your phone, as long as you got your backup No problem. JAX is striving to give you command over your digital life. It's coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more, and that's the vision for the future for JAX. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's JAX, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and it's also cross-platform for Windows, Mac, Linux, in addition to iOS, Android, and browser plugins. Let's get back to Robert in Myrtle Beach. He's a taxi driver in Myrtle Beach, and Uber, I did check their list, is operating in the city of Myrtle Beach, and you wanted to comment, Robert. You misunderstood our position, and when we clarified it for you, you basically said we were trying to get you off your topic. So I'll just say, go right ahead with whatever it was you wanted to say.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Only thing is whether you or I think it should be regulated is beside the point. The point is it is regulated. It's a vehicle for hire, just like a taxi cab and many other vehicles for hire. So there are regulations. Now, to operate a taxi cab in Myrtle Beach, it's very expensive. There's a lot of very strict rules, and there's a lot of overhead. There's a lot of cost. There's a lot of fees to pay to the city and to the county in order to operate. Well, when Uber first came here, what they did is they very boldly stated to the authorities that we're not worried about what laws we're breaking because we can buy our way out of it. Now, that's not a good way to start off, but anyway, that's how they started.
I think it's a great way to start, but go ahead.
Well, that's a great way to start in your mind, because you think that you're anti-authority. But the thing is sometimes you have to play by the rules, even if you don't like it. And I'm not saying
that I'm
pro-freedom
is what I am, pro-freedom.
But here's the thing. The rules that exist for taxi companies.
Okay.
They don't exist for applications on a cell phone that allow you to hire a ride from someone who is not a taxi driver.
Okay.
If you're going to start fining people for using a cell phone app to, you know, get a ride to the grocery store, are you also going to support having police look on Craigslist under the ride sharing section and then fine everybody that says, I'm driving from Myrtle Beach to Washington, D.C., who wants to split the gas?
Right. I don't know. Yeah, I see your point. Perhaps that is what's coming next. I don't know. The only thing I do know is what I have to work with that are the facts. And the facts are that Uber is, it's not a matter of them trying to push us out or we're trying to push them out. It's a matter of playing by the rules. There are rules in place. If you don't like the rules, go somewhere else. What happens is Uber comes and they push their way into cab lines. They literally get into cab lines that are paid to the property owners for the purpose of sitting there. They will actually pull in front of you. They're very bold. Now, I'm not criticizing all Uber drivers. That would be ridiculous. I'm talking about the company and the way it operates. Okay, first of all, the company has been sued to death already, and it's not going to stop. And not only are they being sued by cab companies, they're being sued by their own drivers. Now, what does that tell you? Company doesn't stay strong very long if it's being sued to death. And the reason why they're being sued is because they're crooked. They operate under a crooked man. You know, you might think that it shouldn't be regulated. They should just say, okay, Joe Blow, get in my car. I'm going to take you to the grocery store. Fine, I get that. But that's not what it's about. Uber has become a very big business. A lot of money trading hands. It's a huge business. There's a lot of reports going on. And what you're talking about is the negatives from cab drivers because they get frustrated. Well, Uber's in Myrtle Beach. Uber drivers, they are part-time supplemental drivers. They don't drive Uber for a living. They're just doing it to pick up some extra cash.
I doubt you've talked to every Uber driver. Some of them are part-time. I was part-time when I did it, very part-time. But some people are absolutely doing Uber full-time. Now, I don't know if it's true in Myrtle Beach, but I suspect that for some of them it is. And as far as your point about if somebody's getting into a line that is on someone's private property that other people have paid rent for, then, yeah, I disagree with that. That is a problem, and that, you know, that's a private property rights violation.
And also at the airport and government properties and everywhere. Uber is supposed to
be... Well, everybody should be able to service the damn airport. That's a government property.
Yeah.
So I think that anybody who wants to...
Yes, sir. airport. They should be able to service the airport, but it's not the wild, wild west. They can't just pull up wherever they want to. Well, wait a minute now. That's funny, but let me finish my thought. You can't just pull up anywhere you want to because it's an airport and just pick up somebody because I'm Uber with the big U on my window. The cabs pay a lot of money to the airport in order
to
get
So what I hear from you is kind of the, you know, the abusive victim mentality. Well, we've been forced for all this time to pay all this money, and we've jumped through all these hoops, and now there's this other company over here that's getting away with not doing all of those things, and so you're mad about it. So let's focus back on the original point. How do you do what I want to know from you, Robert, is do you support the regulations? So we know that you're regulated to death. We know that the costs are very, very high to run a cab business in Myrtle Beach and pretty much every other city everywhere that has regulations. Do you support the existence of those regulations?
To a point, yes. Because
why?
It is not. What?
Why?
You asked me a question in another sentence. I thought you said something else. Because I said to a point. Because we don't live in the wild, wild west. There has to be some kind of regulations and protection for the people, for the owners of the cabs, for the customers,
so about
for the passengers.
People. It's about the people. Well,
that's what it's about here. It's almost getting to finish a sentence. Do you think the people
that give
these cars?
You've been talking this whole time. Look, your claim. This is the classic claim: is that regulations exist for the people, but it's a lie.
You're misreading me completely. You are. You think that I'm mad and I care? I don't care that much, but I'm just trying to give you another point of view, which you don't want to hear because you're.
Oh no, I want to hear it. You've been going on and on and on, and now we're having a conversation about it. I'm going
to
ask you some more questions.
Finish the answer, though. When you ask me a specific question, I have not been able to finish the answer one. Not one time. The regulation, see what I mean? You do it on purpose. It's a technique. Do the people that get into the Uber or do the people that get into taxi cabs or any other public transportation of any sort, do you think they have a right to be protected? Do you think they have a right to know what kind of vehicle they're getting in and who they're riding with? Do you think they have the right?
Okay, so you just asked three questions in a row.
It's the same question. Do you think they have the right to be insured and to be properly protected? I mean, it's a serious thing. We have to go through a lot to be able to carry passengers around. We have to display a chauffeur's license with our picture on it. If we don't have it hanging up and we get pulled over, it's a huge fine. Okay, regulations.
So
for
you've asked me a question, and now you've just continued rambling. So I'm going to go
ahead and answer
your question. You just hang on there. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Obviously, we're not trying to run you off the phones. You've been on for an entire segment here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. His question was, do people have a right to be protected? Do they have a right to be insured? Do they have a right to know what car that they are going to be getting into? And I have to wonder, has Robert ever taken an Uber somewhere?
Probably.
Does he even know anything about what he's talking about? This is Free Talk Live.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy. The Dynavite supplement and then the Liquor Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chops free.
New, improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Dinovite.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chops free.
New, improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Phones are loaded up right now. We still have the cab driver on the line who is in favor of government regulation. He has, like many cab drivers and cab company owners, been abused by the government for a period of decades through regulations and hoops to jump through and all kinds of various different fees, medallion fees, business fees, all kinds of payments that need to be made to the gang known as government in order to operate a business. And all the while deluding themselves into believing that without the government regulations, that people would be unsafe, that people would be at great danger and risk by taking cabs. He asked a few questions, and I wanted to make sure we could respond to those questions. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight, and then we'll bring him back on to get his response, and we'll continue with more of your calls and thoughts. So he'd asked the question of, do people have a right to protection? Do they have a right to feel safe in a cab? Do they have a right to know who's going to be picking them up? So on and so forth. Do they have a right to know what they're going to be paying? In the marketplace, in a true free market, which we don't have, but if we did, then no, you don't have a right to those things. You have a right to seek that information, however, and if the company you want to do business with or the individual you want to do business with isn't willing to provide it with you, then you have a right to not do business with them. But you don't have a right to any kind of forcible providing of that information. Now, I think the marketplace would provide that stuff because that's presumably what people want. And Uber does provide that. They have insurance, commercial-level insurance, that they place on all of their drivers when they're driving for Uber. they will identify. When you hail a ride with Uber, they will tell you specifically who it is that's coming to pick you up and what vehicle they are driving, in fact, down to the color of the vehicle and what the license plate yes. number of the vehicle is. So you know absolutely who it is you're dealing with. Not only that, but each rider and each driver have ratings. And Uber has a very stringent rating system to where if your driver rating drops below, I think it's like 4.6. I don't remember the exact number, but it's somewhere in the 4 range. If your average rating drops below that 4-something number, they will cut you or suspend you or cut you off of the system entirely. So they are very interested in making sure that the drivers are on the up and up, that they're providing a good service. Does that mean that they can't, you know, that they somehow have the magic vision of knowing the future and that they know if a driver is going to go insane and murder somebody? Obviously, they don't. But there have been plenty of stories about cabbies doing horrible things to their customers
right.
in the past as well. So nothing's perfect.
And I remember reading a story about Birmingham, Alabama, when they were debating allowing Uber to operate. One of the city councilors mentioned that, you know, even though there's a taxi commission sort of thing, they don't actually do anything about complaints that get called in about taxi drivers. If somebody calls in to say, you know, like he had a completely filthy car mm-hmm. and drove like a maniac, nothing happens. But with Uber, if the car is filthy, you can leave a negative review. If he drove like sure. a maniac, you can leave a negative review. So, you know, there actually is some kind of feedback that does get listened to
right.
when it comes to Uber and presumably Lyft. I've never used Lyft or Sidecar or any of the other alternatives.
And they made that so people would feel more secure. They would feel better about taking those rides.
Right.
On the other hand, with jitney cabs in New York City, which I've ridden in. I've ridden in jitney cabs before. You don't know who those people are. And they still get you to your destination, you know, on time and at a good value. So the fact is, if I want to take the risk of taking a jitney cab, it should be my choice. If I want to take a more safe option like an Uber, where you know who the driver is, where there's a rating system, that should be my choice. And pandering to the idea that without the government regulations, it would be a scary marketplace with all these dangerous people around is just basically exploiting fear. Go ahead, Robert. Any other thoughts you want to share? Now's your chance.
No, it's not. I mean, it's not a matter of being scared. Here's the matter of it. We have rules. We have regulations. It's a vehicle for hire. You may not agree with the rules. You may not like them, and I may not either. But the bottom line is we have them. So when you have rules and you have laws, you don't stand up and say, okay, I'm just going to do what I want to do anyway. I'm going to break the law.
I disagree. I think good people break bad laws.
Hold on. Let me ask this question, Robert. Let me ask this question. You said that we have these rules and they exist. The next time, and I don't know if the Myrtle Beach City Council is going to hear a proposal on this anytime soon, but if they do hear a proposal on eliminating these regulations, will you go testify in favor of eliminating the regulations, or will you go and say, we have these rules, we need to keep them?
No, I'm not going to do either one, because honestly, you said that you drove for Uber yourself before, is that correct?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, actually, I'm going to get out of the business because it's become such a headache, and this is one of the main reasons right here. It's just a headache. I mean, I never once said that I was in favor or against the regulations. All I'm
actually,
saying
you
is,
did say it a moment ago,
them.
But anyway.
No, not entirely. I didn't. You can play back and listen to
okay.
it.
You're saying you
we have them. The thing
are
is
in favor
we have
in
the
part.
Regulations. Yeah, sir. I guess one of your sponsors is probably Uber, I'm assuming.
No, they're not at all. I already said at the beginning of the show that I have no interest in Uber whatsoever. They fired me. So,
okay.
Yeah, they fired me because some people didn't like me who were not my fares, just people in the community who hate me reported me to Uber, and they got rid of me just because of that. Now, so I got problems with the way Uber runs their business, but that has nothing to do with my opinion about whether or not regulations should exist. And one more question for you is, you said, well, if there's rules in place, people should follow them. I disagree. If the rules are bad, I think good people should disobey bad laws, don't you?
Yeah, okay, sure. But the thing is, that's a perspective. That's a matter of opinion. I'm going to say, for instance, that I think it's a bad law. Just out of the blue, it's a bad law if I come into your house tonight and steal your property, okay? That's a bad law in my mind, so I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, but you don't really believe that, do you?
No, sir, but it's a good
point. Okay, that's good. But
if,
because if you did believe that, you'd end up likely getting shot by somebody. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Again, the market can handle that, too. Let's continue with...
Right, and again, when you say bad law or unjust law, you're talking about things that don't have an identifiable victim. When,
that's right,
quote-unquote, yeah, society is the victim... That's a bad law.
Exactly. Victimless crimes, for instance. And let's go to Kevin in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Kevin.
Hi. I'm going to give you a take that I'll just give it to you as quick as I can. It makes sense. I currently own a car service, but I also still have a cab that I drive. I have use of a cab. Now, that's through another individual that owns 26 cabs. I pay $200 a week for that. And in one day, I can sit at a hotel. Like tomorrow, we have the... Big Ten Women's Championship here. I can do 10 to 12 airport runs at $30 to $35, $40 a pop. Mm-hmm. And I've paid for the cab in one day. So it's nice. Also a backup to the car I have now, which is a luxury vehicle. Tried Uber. I can't make any money at Uber. You just can't make money if you're driving for them. You really can't. And the gentleman that was on TV that had the video of the executive in his car, the CEO, he pointed out to him that he had lost $96,000. You'll also see a lot of these Uber drivers do not continue driving for Uber very long. Now, some of them are successful, but if you want to drive, you want to drive for Lyft because they're fair. But if you have a problem with Uber, you have a hard, as a passenger, you have a very difficult time reaching them. As a driver, you have to go to the office. There's no phone calls that you can make. Then on the cab side of it, the dark side of the cabs, we have a lot of individuals here. I would say a lot of these cabs that we have driving around Indianapolis, you have four or five people driving one cab. Only one of the person driving the cab actually has a license. The other three or four are unlicensed. They're relatives. The cabs are filthy. And for that reason, you have to have some kind of regulation for the vehicles, for vehicle inspections. But it is so unfair. Go ahead.
You're saying they don't have regulations in Indianapolis?
No, we do. We have cab regulations, but the problem is I say you have to have regulations, especially for cabs.
But I thought you just said that their cabs are filthy.
They're filthy. Most of the cabs here are...
So it sounds like your regulations aren't really doing much to clean things up.
No, they're not. They're horrible.
Because government sucks. Government sucks at doing everything that it tries to do. You know, I've never gotten into an Uber that I've considered to be in any way dirty at all. I mean, they've always been very, very nice, clean condition because each of those drivers is individually rated, whereas with taxi cab companies, unless they have an app that allows for that, which not all of them do, then there is no such thing. You have no idea who's coming to pick you up. So it's actually riskier, if you look at it from that perspective, to get into a cab. I don't know. I know you said you're in a rush, Kevin. If you've got more you want to say, you're welcome. Thanks for the call otherwise. 855-450-FREE. We got 2 full hours coming up, so plenty of time for you to join us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.